Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go make a killing.
All right.
Welcome to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
It's 10 to the 5 to the 4, play 1, touchdown!
The sharpest football contest show in the land.
I'll take the action. My Birds, Benjamin Franklin's team, favored by 1.5 points. I'll give you 3 more.
You're now riding shotgun with 2 former contest winners in Brady Cannon and James Salinas. And getting a former player's perspective with 9-year NFL veteran Mike Pritchard.
Let's go! Let's go!
As they guide you through strategy, process, and your contest picks each and every week of the season.
I do like the idea of a parlor.
Now here's your host, Brady Cannon.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circa Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. We have arrived. The 2 introductory episodes are in the rearview mirror. The NFL season has kicked off, and the show is playing for keeps now, boys. Welcome to the program. I am Brady Cannon, along with James Salinas and Mike Pritchard, and we are ready to dive into our picks, our breakdown of the games, and get you all the selections for week 1 in the Circa Sports Million, the Westgate Super Contest, and of course, Circa Survivor. Gentlemen, we don't have a lot of time to get through all of this today, so let's dive right in. James, I'll start with you, and we'll start from a point spread perspective, Circa Million and Westgate Super Contest. What are a few games that were rattling around your head this week? Who do you like, plus the points or laying the points?
Well, for me, usually we've been doing enough shows, Brady and Pritch, over the years that you know where I come from. The first thing I look to when these numbers come out, and I'm looking at the underdogs and I'm looking at the numbers. Sometimes we're looking at matchups and teams. Other times we're looking at numbers. And so let's start with the game that I like first when it's based on the number. And it's 6.5, and it's both for the Cardinals in the Westgate Super Contest as well as Circa Millions. The number is 6.5. Now, that's something we're going to go through as we go through the show. We know that for Super Contest, the numbers are released, the point spreads are released on Wednesday afternoon / evening, depending on what part of the country you live in. And then when it comes to the Circa Millions, that's released on Thursday later in the morning or early afternoon. So in this case here, both with the Cardinals plus 6.5, and that's the first game I want to dig into on both with that number, is thinking about Buffalo and the transitions that they've had over the course of the offseason. They've almost flipped that half of that roster. I think there's 24 new guys from that are not on last year's team or that were on last year's team that are not on this year's team. So they've had a lot of rebuilding and a lot of shuffling around, in particular, not only on the offensive line with Morse. Morse is gone now at the starting center position, but more so at the receiving corps. We know both Diggs and Gabe Davis are gone. The running back room has changed significantly as well. And then for me in this game, the bigger piece that I'm looking at is the changes in the secondary, in particular on the back end with the safeties. Both 7-year starters with Poyer, both the starters in the back of that defense are both gone. And when you're thinking about the way that the Cardinals perform, and I think now with a full offseason under his belt with Kyler Murray, the offense, new offense that they've been running last year when he came in halfway through the season, McBride and how he really picked up and elevated his game as a young player at the tight end spot. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities in between the numbers and in between the hashers for throws, not only because of the new safeties there, but their best cover guy and really the inspirational leader of that defense for the Bills is not going to be there either. Matt Milano, who is going to be out for a significant amount of time for this season. I think there's a number of opportunities to make plays against that secondary over the top and in that second level. And that back door is going to be open, fellas. And that's really what I'm looking at. Do I think the Cardinals can win this game? Probably not. Did that make our survivor card? I guess we'll wait to see later in the show. But I think there's an opportunity for that back door to be open. And, you know, they let Kyler Murray be that backdoor man, a veteran quarterback with now new targets to be able to make plays down the field. That's where I'm at with this game. First off and foremost, guys, is 6.5 taking the Cardinals in both of these contests. Bridge, where are you going with one of your games?
Yeah, no, I like that pick because who is Buffalo? Who are they going to be this year? Certainly tinkering on the offensive side of the ball, maybe more ball control, try to protect Josh Allen if they can, and then try to protect their defense too, because like you mentioned, their defense is not what we're used to or been accustomed to. Not a very physical defense either. I mean, this game could be a shootout. And then if it is that, can Buffalo stop Arizona at all? And so I like that. Certainly that really points out right there in a card. You know, I've gravitated towards the Jets. I know we have seen some line movement, but we're talking about a contest and we're looking at catching 4.5 points. San Francisco's offseason is not what it should have been when you're talking about a team that wants to get back to the Super Bowl. They just signed Trent Williams, as we know. You had Brandon Ayuk and that kind of thing. Where's the continuity with that offense? I mean, I know there's similar players, but I think continuity is everything. And they played Brock Purdy during the preseason. We saw that. If you look at Debo, he gets injured all the time. Christian McCaffrey's already injured. So I think there's an opportunity for the Jets in that stout defense to really step up and surprise some folks. So you catch him 4.5 points like that. I like that play. And then, you know, the consensus too. I mean, I think the Steelers, and it's the team that we're going to talk about here. The quarterback situation is very interesting, right? But nobody's talking about the Steelers defense. I think the Steelers, they just plug and play when they go through the draft. And I think they're stronger defensively. And if we're talking about quarterbacks, we haven't seen Kirk Cousins in this new offense with the new coaching staff either. So you're catching more points, 3.5 points there, albeit on a road controlled environment. I still think Tomlin and the way he needs to come out the gate with a strong start because of his schedule. I like that situation as well on the card.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Mike. The Steelers are one of my favorite plays this week. I'm okay with getting 3 in the Super Contest. We get that extra hook in the Circa Million Contest with 3.5. I think there's a coaching mismatch there. And like you talked about, James, with so much change for the Bills on defense, all kinds of change for the Falcons. An offensive coordinator that's never called plays before. A defensive coordinator that's never called plays before. A guy that's been a head coach before, but he's a new head coach in Raheem Morris. And he's got an awful history wherever he's been as a coach against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Russell Wilson has been downgraded to questionable. We may get Justin Fields in this game. It looks like that. I'm okay with that. Maybe this Falcons defense has not been preparing for a running quarterback all week. We'll see. Whatever the case, I think the Steelers catching the points there is a play that is going to make our card. One game I've been looking at for a couple of months now, and it comes with the hype and pomp and circumstance of Caleb Williams being drafted number one, and that is the Chicago Bears laying 4.5 points is what we saw for a long time. That line has now come down to 3.5. It's +4 in the Westgate Super Contest. They're down to 3.5 in the Circa Million Contest. But as long as we're getting better than a field goal, I'm okay with the Titans. And I think it's, first of all, a lot to ask. The pressure of the number one pick in the draft, and I know they've added a lot of pieces, and I'm in the minority. I'm actually a guy that is kind of a Bears backer this year. I think they're going to do better than a lot of people think. But asking them to win by margin game one of this young man's career, I think is a lot to ask. And the flip side is, I think Tennessee's a lot better than people expect. I think Will Levis is going to have a good year. I like his receiving core. I like Tony Pollard over there in that system. And one thing a lot of people don't know, there are four coaches. It's three or four. I believe it's four coaches on this team, including Callahan, their new head coach, who went to my high school, De La Salle High School. They all went to the same high school, which is a football powerhouse under the legendary Bob Lattiser. I think they share a lot of continuity just because of that. And I know there's been change. We talk about, you upsetting the apple cart with the Bills and the Falcons, what have you. I think the Titans are going to be a more stabilized unit than a lot of people are giving them credit for, James.
So we're looking early on. We've talked about really three games, and we're looking at all underdogs. And I agree. I think for the Titans piece, jumping on what you said, Brady, with the Bears, and it's more so, yes, the number's great, whether it's 3.5 or 4. But I think for the Bears, all the expectations coming in, a very young football, obviously young number one quarterback going in for Chicago in this matchup. But, I think that's the other piece, is a lot of hype during the offseason since the draft and all the pieces that the Bears have been able to build. And I think this is a team that, I'm not saying that this is going to be an awful season for the Bears. I think this is a team that through time will get better week in and week out. But it's a lot to ask this first game at home on the road, where they're going to have to make this happen. And I think I'm right there with you. I think that's where, who else has been hearing about it? We've been hearing about it. Everybody else has been hearing about it. So have the Tennessee Titans. And I think they're going to lay a hat. I think they're going to be ready to play. And I think the Bears are
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Liverpool to lose in that game outright.
All right, we've talked about the Cardinals, the Steelers, and the Titans. We'll be back with a look at more when we return on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show, presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard, and James Salinas with you, breaking down the card for week 1 in the NFL. We're focused right now on picks against the spread. That is, of course, pertaining to Circus Sports Million and the Westgate Super Contest. We'll get into our Survivor breakdown in the second half of the show. Let's pick up where we left off, gentlemen. This time around, I'll start with you, Pritch. What are a few games that you're looking at here as the NFL week 1 kicks off?
Yeah, guys, I've been looking at this matchup between Cleveland and Dallas. And here's why. I mean, we all know that it's Super Bowl and bust every year for Jerry Jones. But this really is Super Bowl and bust right now, right? I mean, you're talking about contract situations. You're talking about a quarterback that is uncertain about his career. And one of the things as a player, one of the things that you absolutely 1,000% need and want is certainty. You don't want to play this game with anything unsettled. And there's a lot of things unsettled right now with the Cowboys. They're on the road again. Remember last year, the Cowboys were god-awful on the road, especially against good teams. If you think about like San Francisco, you think if they lost to Arizona on the road last year. So this is a good defense at home with Cleveland. I know there's some injuries on the offensive line, But we're talking about one of the better defenses in the National Football League and the makeshift offensive line now situation for the Cowboys, too. Do they even have a running game? I don't know. They're laying two in a home opener. So I've really taken a look at the Browns right there, 2.5, if you look at the contest show. And it's kind of fascinating when you look at the discrepancy between Circa and right there with the Super Contest with that hook. But I still think it's under a field goal and certainly a viable option that I'm eyeing right now.
Well, Pritch, I think when it comes for my breakdown and my look at this game, the offensive line is concerning for both sides. So thinking about Cleveland right now, the shuffling that they're doing at tackle, Wills is going to be out again. He's coming off a surgery from last year at left tackle. The discussion has been, what is that going to look like? Are you going to move Conklin, who's typically a right tackle, who's coming off his own ACL surgery and his own injuries from last year, move him to left tackle temporarily? What is that going to look like based on the uncertainty at the tackle spot for Cleveland? And we know if there's one strength defensively for Dallas, it is the edge rushers on both sides of the football. So they have those bookend edge rushers if you're going to see it with Parsons. Now, I think what'll be interesting to see now with new defensive coordinator there in Dallas is because we know before it was really Parsons was just lining up for the most part in one spot. But I wonder now if we're going to start to see him moving around a lot more. I kind of think with Zimmer as the news DC there, I think we'll see more interesting disguised packages for Parsons. What's that look like come Sunday? I'm not really sure, but I can't get on the other side with Dallas because of the uncertainty on the offensive line. More so just the new faces. You've got a rookie starting at center. You've got a rookie starting at left tackle. And going into that environment against those bookend pass rushers, in particular with Myles Garrett, who's just such a terror out there. There's just a lot of if we had a super contest or a Circa Millions when it came to betting totals, I would like this and bet this one under. But as far as the side, fellas and Brady, I just couldn't get there with the side.
Yeah, I was a big Cleveland Browns backer last season and ended up cashing a couple of season long. I think win total was a ticket I cashed on them. I bet them to win the division as well. Might have even had them for the conference. Their roster is stacked. And it's similar this year, but I'm just not convinced that that Deshaun Watson can really be that guy that we saw many years ago. I wonder what you gentlemen think about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Miami Dolphins. They're laying 3.5 are the Dolphins in both contests. And we know they have a lot of firepower. And typically we've seen them do it early in the season. They get out to huge leads and they seem to do it, you know, in September in Miami when that weather can be difficult. Well, Jacksonville is immune to that. They know what Florida weather is all about. And they've been just lying in the weeds, it feels like, this offseason. I think they've improved their team quite a bit. That offensive line is healthy again. And they're catching that extra hook, three and a hook. I think Jacksonville is a sneaky play this week that I kind of like. Mike, what do you think about that one?
You know, new defense coordinator there in Jacksonville. I like the direction that they're going in, Brady. I mean, Josh Allen, Hines Allen, I believe he changed his name to now. He's a game wrecker. He can be. And certainly that'll be interesting to see how they deal with that timing and rhythm offense there with Miami. And Miami's banged up. And if there is any chance for Jacksonville to take advantage of that, it's game one, as we know. So defensively, I'm looking at Miami kind of depleted, kind of banged up. They're devoid of Vic Fangio now. So another adjustment with themselves there. Offensively, I still expect Miami to be explosive. But again, you're talking about an offense that needs to probably rev it up. But once they get revved up, I don't know if it's going to be this game or not. There's an opportunity catching the points right there with Jacksonville.
Rich, thinking of on the Miami side, I mean, well, at least we know now that Tua is getting his hugs now from Coach McDaniels because apparently that was really a concern for him when it came to Flores because Flores was kind of mean to him. So I'm glad now that Tua is feeling in a better comfort zone for himself and getting those hugs that he needed to come out there and hand the ball off. And I think for Miami, we know they're very explosive. Tyreek Hill is by far the most dynamic wide receiver that any defense has to account for, and they do a great job. Does McDaniels moving him around so much motion, pre-snap motion for Hill and Waddle. So a lot of talent out there to be able to throw the football to. And we know that this team has multiple running backs with that stretch run, with that stretch running game that they have, that they've run over some teams. But yeah, and that really helps them early in the season. We saw that last year in September when the Denver Broncos in particular had to go down to Miami and got absolutely waxed. They were completely worn out with the heat and humidity down there. But to your point, in Florida, Jacksonville's used to playing that style too. And here's a team with Jacksonville that, I mean, there's number one, there's talent all over that team. They've been so bad for so long, getting high draft choices year in and year out. Is this the year that they finally start to put it together? I don't know if it's this season, but as far as week one, I like points two with 3.5.
Well, we'll stick in the Sunshine State and take a look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Washington Commanders. And guys, I think maybe the Buccaneers are being a little bit overlooked. It feels like everybody really likes the Atlanta Falcons to win that division. And I don't know what has really changed for Tampa Bay. We know Canales left, the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator there. He went to the Panthers, but I don't think this team is too bad. Washington, we know, has a lot of things to try and fix. Dan Quinn has a big job on his hands. You've got a rookie quarterback and a new head coach going on the road in week one, and they've got a division game on deck. And we know, Dan,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Quinn knows that division all too well as a former Cowboys defensive coordinator. We'll see how week one goes down in Tampa for the Commanders. We'll come back with more analysis on the other side. Stick around for more of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circa Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. I am Brady Cannon along with James Salinas and Mike Pritchard. Check out our website, footballcontestshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at FB Contest Show. Everything you need, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You'll see the everything you find there on the website will direct you on how to get the program week in and week out. Again, footballcontestshow.com. Gentlemen, we were finishing the last segment talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Washington Commanders. James, your thoughts on that contest down in South Florida?
Thinking about, let's think about this from the perspective of the young quarterback. And not to say that he is not going to be a good quarterback. He very may well be, but I think it's a lot to ask to go with a new coach and a new ball club coming in as a rookie and having to go down on the road. Now, we talked about the weather in Florida, and I know in Washington and D.C. area, it gets hot, it gets humid, it gets muggy there as well. But I think there's something just different about the Florida heat and humidity. And couple that with the fact that it's already, usually we talk weather, but we're looking at weather come November, come December when we're talking about cold, we're talking about wind. Well, in this case here, this is going to be a game that is impacted by the weather. It feels like for majority of these games that are played in Tampa in both September and October, we see these monsoons, these downpours. We know it starts to be hurricane season around down there. And that's what's on tap. Not a hurricane, obviously, but there is weather is going to be impactful. And I've seen so many games in Tampa early in the season when that rain comes in to where that field gets very soggy and sloggy. And for somebody like Daniels, who is going to utilize and want to utilize his feet when plays in the pocket breaks down, I think that's going to negate the speed that he has, because it is going to be a slower turf and a slower field, definitely to the advantage of Todd Bowles and that defense. And that defense is, he said this is the fastest defense he's had since he's been in Tampa. And that's what's really carried him beyond Tom Brady, was the defensive consistency that we've seen and the speed and physicality of that. So I think it's just a really tall order for Daniels to go down there and have to play in that environment. Yeah. The other thing here, Pritch, and a game I want to kick to you and discuss a little bit, and for when it comes to contests. So one of the games that I had circled, and again, looking at underdogs, was looking at that matchup on Sunday night between the Rams and the Lions. The Rams were getting 3.5 early in the week. That's what the contest had settled on, at 3.5. I looked earlier this afternoon here on Friday afternoon. Not sure. I haven't seen the injury reports for anything coming out of the Rams, but that move is now, it's painted 4.5 for the most part across the board. And from that standpoint, yeah, if you're betting the Rams, if I'm betting the Rams as a single play this weekend, I like that move, getting more points through the four and sitting at 4.5. But in a contest play, now we're getting the worst of it. I know with the static lines, there's a lot of players that look to take advantage of what you call CLV, the closing line value. In this case, it's just the opposite. So that's a game that I've kind of, even though I like the Rams in this matchup, considering the number is 3.5 in the contest and it's currently live at 4.5, I'm kind of scratching that one off my card, Bridge.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, we haven't seen it from Detroit in terms of consistency. They blew plays. If you think about it, they blew their opportunity to get to the Super Bowl with drop passes and inability to execute. And then certainly coaching from the sideline. That adds up, right? Are they going to be better than that this year? And then as a better, as a contest player, you have to factor that in. I think Stafford is one of those franchise quarterbacks that can carry a franchise too. And certainly in that situation, that matchup, to go back there where he played so long, he's going to be ready to go. He's going to have that team emotionally invested and ready to go. I can't get on board with the Lions yet until I see the consistency. And I do need to see that from that football team. So this is the game that I looked at early on, fellas, but kind of stayed away from.
Well, it's an interesting play no matter what. You know, Sean McVay has been fantastic over the course of his career in season openers. And the Detroit Lions, playing from a kind of a different side of the ball this year, they have expectations, a lot of them. They're the favorite. Prior to this year, they were the underdog, didn't have expectations. Now they do. A lot of people already picking them to win the Super Bowl. Guys, one more game I want to touch on quickly, a very interesting one. You've got that home division dog. Now it's only 2.5. We didn't get the magic 3 with the Indianapolis Colts. James, what do you think about Indy catching points with their division rival Houston coming to town?
I think the challenge there, and we like the situation when we're talking about those divisional home dogs, but in this case, I would look at the quarterback matchup, and I think I was so impressed with Stroud last year, and they've added more weapons to his arsenal offensively, and he absolutely kills Gus Bradley. He killed Gus Bradley's cover 3 last year, and it's just the same vanilla defense we see, and it's very soft secondary again. But what's taking me off taking that home dog, fellas, is just Anthony Richardson. We haven't seen it. We didn't see much of him in college. He only played a handful of games last year, and there's a lot of questions about his ability to be able to be consistent with his accuracy. Well, that's not the case on the side for Stroud. So if it comes down to the fourth quarter and I need to have somebody, one of those quarterbacks have to make plays to win that game, I don't trust the Colts on that from that standpoint with Richard. I just haven't seen it from that young QB.
Yeah, situation heavily favors Indianapolis. I think the talent is heavily in favor of Houston. Back with some Survivor talk when we return on the other side of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is the Las Vegas Football Contest Show, presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard, and James Salinas with you, and we transition over into Circus Survivor conversation. We just covered every game nearly on the board from a point spread perspective, the Superbook Super Contest, and of course, Circus Sports Million contest pertaining to five picks against the spread. Now it's about picking one game that is just simply a winner. And that is a lot harder than you might think. James, you and I were talking off air. This is a little bit of new territory for both you and I. You've played in Circus Survivor before, but we both have a similar approach to picking games against the spread. And we tend to look at underdogs first. And we have to really kind of flip the script for Circus Survivor, where you have to look at favorites and teams that are expected to win those games. And of course, you can only use a team once throughout the entire season. You do have extra weeks like Thanksgiving and Christmas with the Circus Survivor format. We're going to have probably over $13 million at stake here. I know as of Friday afternoon, there was well over 12,000 participants in the contest so far. So, James, tell me, as we've dived into this as a show and embarking on three entries, we share three different entries, Mike, you, and myself, and we've come up with some games that we think are going to work this week. But how has the process been frustrating for you, to say the least?
It's pissing me off. It's such a change. It really is. It's because I thought we had certain, and we're starting to second guess. And that's the biggest piece for myself when it gets into picking these contests, whether it's Circus Survivor or the Pick'em contest against the number, is staying true to your handicap and not second guessing yourself a whole lot. And I think for Survivor, it's had me second guessing a lot of things because, yeah, to your point, Brady, that's the first thing I'm looking at. I was talking earlier about the trying to get the best of it and get the best numbers. And when we're talking about the point spreads, and was talking about the Rams and the Lions on Sunday night and how it's 3.5 in the contest and now currently 4.5 almost across the board in favor of the Lions. And if I'm playing that, I love 4.5. Absolutely. I'm not trying to figure out who's going to win that game. I don't actually know who's going to win that game. So it's just a mind shift for me. And so there's 13 million reasons as to why I need to make that shift, fellas, and because it is so lucrative to be able to get in there and compete. And we know it's basically you're going 20-0 because of the quirks when it comes to both the Thursday or the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday weeks being in a week itself. And so the first thing I had to do is I had to start moving and setting it backwards. And so fortunately, I took one of these home. This is that great calendar and really the matrix of the schedule that Derek Stevens had put together. And, you know, this is something I use. I've actually used this more for my handicapping of the actual games in week one than I have for Circus Survivor. But what I started to do was think about, got to move backwards, got to work backwards from week 20, and in particular, more so week 18, where it's Christmas, and start to set it back that way, where how many teams are playing. We have three games. How many of those teams is most likely that we want to keep and do we want to save, and kind of just got to put those out of sight and out of mind. And I think that's the plan for us moving forward, not only for Christmas, but also for Thanksgiving, to set aside a handful of teams. It don't want to be caught with just one or two. The more teams you can have, if we're fortunate enough to make it that far, to be able to have in pocket. For me, the furthest I'd gone, I haven't played the last couple of years. I played the first few years. I think it was either year one or year two. I made it to Thanksgiving and then lost and crapped out on Thanksgiving Day. That's as deep of a run as I've made. So that's
pretty good.
It's going to be, and Pritch, I was going to ask you, that's going to be shit. But that was only one time. I haven't been bounced out the first week, but it's usually been sometime in October or early November when I've kind of been knocked out. How far have you gone? Yeah. What has your process been, and how challenging and or frustrating, like it has been for myself and maybe for Brady, has this process been?
I mean, the middle of November is certainly a goal, and certainly getting to Thanksgiving would be a goal as well. And that's as far as I've gotten before, whether it's a group form or certainly a partnership. The very first year I was in a partnership, we didn't do so well. But certainly getting and penetrating deeper over the years have been something that has excited me and motivated me, because you're getting that much closer to the trophy or to the championship, right? And it's an enduring contest. We know that. The best way I've approached it is just simplifying everything, because it's basically a money line play. And if you think about the philosophy of it, a lot of people are going to go with home dogs or home favorites. Excuse me, home favorites, heavy home favorites, if you will, if you can find those. I think the league has changed so much that there's opportunity all over the place, meaning there's one premier quarterback, that's Patrick Mahomes. There's one holding on premier quarterback or Hall of Fame in waiting quarterback and trying to resurrect his career and get things straight on the right track with the Jets and that's Aaron Rodgers. Other than that, I think the league is so in flux with these quarterbacks, even though we see some big money all over the place, that doesn't mean like Tua is this unbelievable franchise quarterback. So I think there's opportunity if you can really focus in on the depth of a football team. We have it mapped out. We'll definitely have it mapped out. But then each and every matchup and each and every circumstance, looking at favorites, obviously we're going to do that. But really the character of a football team, I think can get us and help us penetrate deep into the season, especially with three entries. With one, that's hard to manage. But with three, and the game theory involved as well, I think we should be able to penetrate deeply this year.
Well, there is a lot of game theory involved with the biggest favorite this week. That is the Cincinnati Bengals. They were as high as maybe a 9 or 9.5 point favorite over the New England Patriots. It dropped to 8.5 and has since dropped to 7.5 with the news that T. Higgins is now doubtful for that game. Jamar Chase, of course, still in a contract dispute. You've got the Buffalo Bills as 6.5 point favorites. We talked about that game from a point spread perspective. You got the New Orleans Saints as 4 point favorites, the San Francisco 49ers as 4.5, the Detroit Lions as 4.5 point favorites, the Los Angeles Chargers at home, and maybe that's actually a home game for the Raiders. A lot of choices out there, James, and I tell you, it gets really hard to land on not only one, but three in the case of our team here.
So that's what we got to discuss, fellas, is where we don't, I think we're all in agreement. We have three entries. We don't want to put all three entries on one side. So are we going to, it's so early. I don't think at this point we're trying to be too cute and try to zag when everybody else is zigging a certain way. It's too early. We just want to just move on early in the season, week one, week two, what have you. But definitely not going to be looking to put all three plays on one particular team. I think the consensus will be beyond 50%, even though that number has changed, and we know that it is dropping in favor of the New England Patriots when it comes to the Bengals being the consensus overall number one, the top selected pick in Circa Survivor this coming Sunday. I think that's probably, you know, I'm going to vote that we have one of our entries on there, not any more than that, even though, you know, that can be a little tricky when it comes to some of the discussions that we've had offensively for the Cincinnati Bengals and some of the changes that are happening there. But beyond Cincinnati, I think we're going to have to, you know, it's not just going to be taking the next biggest favorite on the board. Situational spots, as the season progresses, situational spots are going to be key. I think avoiding those flat spots for teams in the schedule, that's what trips folks up a lot of times. That's happened to me too, where I've been knocked out of Survivors. All right, this team is at home. They should definitely take care of business. They're playing a lesser team. And they just didn't show up. They didn't come ready to play. Mike, from your experience, we know back when you played, there were 16 games. Now it's 17. There can't possibly been the same level of intensity and focus each and every week through 16 games back when you were a player, correct?
No, not at all. But that first home opener, it's everything though, right? I mean, it's been the whole offseason, everything you've thought about. And you can look at it from a divisional standpoint, if there's a divisional matchup, or if you're talking about seeding. Like Patrick Mahomes comes right out, straight out and says, look, you know, that game and that victory over the Ravens is good for seeding. I mean, the thought process for certain teams is different. Like for the Kansas City Chiefs, the thought process is, okay, how do we get to the Super Bowl? I think Cincinnati's kind of in that thought process. We feel like we have a Super Bowl caliber.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworms, disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
For team, if you look at Buffalo, I think the mentality up there is that we've changed so much. We got to find out who we are and what we're about. Same thing with the Chargers. I'm just looking at these holding situations. The mentality to start the season is a real big difference sometimes.
All right, we'll get into some specific teams when we come back on the other side and see who we land on eventually as we release our selections for not only Circus Survivor, but the Westgate Super Contest and Circus Sports Million in the final segment here of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. FootballContestShow.com, where you can find us, all the podcast availability, as well as our YouTube page. Check us out each and every week. We record on Fridays to get you ready for the contest deadlines, which approach on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening out here in Las Vegas. Talking Circus Survivor right now, and I want to dive into some specific games. The biggest game on the board, the biggest favorite anyway, is the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think it's very interesting, different theories on this game. We've seen the number come down. Looks like some money has come in on New England a little bit with the wide receivers in question for the Cincinnati Bengals. We figure there's going to be over 40% of the Survivor field on this game. Do you want to be a part of that 40%? Do you want to play contrarian and try and pick off a win that the masses do not get? Do you want to play contrarian and stay away from this game and root like heck for the Patriots to upset the apple cart and knock out 40%+ of this field? The Bengals should be able to win. Joe Mixon is no longer there. Zach Moss is now the running back. Ja'Marr Chase, you would expect he'll play. T. Higgins, we're thinking, is doubtful at this point, nursing a hamstring, apparently. The defense, I think, is pretty solid for Cincinnati. They certainly have the quarterbacking edge. You expect that they have the coaching edge over the new regime in New England. Is New England really that bad? Is this an easy one? Do you just play the Bengals, and is it an easy victory, and you move on to next week? Those are all the questions surrounding the Cincinnati Bengals as your Survivor pick this week. I don't know if we're going to land on them just yet or not. We will certainly reveal that in the next segment. But another game that has a lot of people's attention, James, is up there in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks, a good-sized favorite over the Denver Broncos. I think there's a lot of people high on both of these teams. We've seen season win totals be backed for both the Seahawks and the Broncos to the over. Bo Nix impressed a lot of people in preseason. New head coach in Seattle. The Seahawks at home lay in 6.5, my friend.
We're talking about home teams, and that's what we gravitate towards, especially in the first few months of Circus Survivor. And thinking about home teams based on the, I think what's changed so much, I mean, is home field advantage. And it's just, we know that most of these stadiums now are, you know, I grew up right next to Mile High Stadium as a kid. And I can remember feeling like the windows in my house during a Broncos home game were going to crack because you could literally feel the energy and that building shake. And my house was pretty much a stone's throw to the stadium. It was really intense just to feel the ground and the build and my area shake coming from a stadium based on the football team. Now that they've changed and it's a different stadium over the last 25, 30 years, I won't call it a wine and cheese crowd, but I think the kind of the blue collar fans for the Broncos have kind of been priced out of the market, being able to go at least be in the lower bowl of the stadium.
And I think that's happened in a lot of stadiums. And I think one of the stadiums that has a home field advantage still, even though it's not the Seattle Kingdom anymore, is the 12th man up there in Seattle. And I do. I think it's going to be a big challenge for a rookie quarterback having to go on the road in that environment. We know that Sean Payton is going to dial things back. They want to be a run-heavy team for the most part this season as it is, and take a lot of pressure off of Bo Nix, a lot of simple reads, a lot of play action, a lot of naked boots, simple stuff to get him outside the pocket, makes easy throws, short throws. But that's where I really wanted to dig into this with you, Pritch, as a former player. Now, you played in Seattle, so you played in the old Kingdom. You also were a member of the Atlanta Falcons, where we know that the Superdome still has a big advantage for the home team when it comes to crowd noise, that type of thing. So from whether it be the 12th man in Seattle or another game we can get into when it comes to actual home field advantage, one of the few stadiums that still produce that there in the Superdome with the New Orleans Saints. Tell us what your experience was as a player, the impact that it had on you guys going in as a visiting opponent, as well as when you played at the Kingdom as your home field there, and the advantage you guys had offensively, knowing that the crowd noise was going to be in your favor.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's a unique situation. When I played, I mean, Kansas City, they're still loud, right? Outdoor stadium, Denver, you mentioned Mile High. That was incredible. Kingdom was a cement ceiling. And so everything reverberated off that ceiling. It was just insane how loud it was. But, you know, the thing about home field advantage, it's not so much the crowd noise, because we practice with crowd noise, right? Now with indoor facilities, you can really amp up the microphones and speakers and really get it going, get it loud. And then so you're on a silent count, you're on motions, you're all this. A lot of quarterbacks operate out of shotgun too. So it's not so much that. It's the energy level that is generated from the home crowd that the home team feeds off of. And as a visiting team, you have to match that energy level if you can. Now, when you look at these situations, look at Sean Payton and Bo Nix, and look at the Broncos. Is that a roster that's able to match the energy level that the 12s are going to give the Seahawks at home? I say no, right? Even if you look at the Superdome with the New Orleans Saints, I think it's an underachieving division, and I absolutely hate the division, and I hate the Saints. But you wonder, is Canales and, you know, are they really going to be able to match the energy level? Are they savvy enough, talking about Carolina, to match the energy level down there in New Orleans? I mean, that's going to be a unique situation. And then, you know, without Bill Belichick, this is so foreign to New England. Without Belichick, without the culture that's been there so long and in place, are they going to be able to match any type of energy level out there in Cincinnati? And to me, those are tall orders, right? And we're not talking about a Super Bowl caliber team like, I don't know, Kansas City Chiefs going into a loud environment. They're built and they can handle the energy level because they can raise their own energy level. They know about that. So those are the situations that I'm looking at, guys. You know, these teams and the makeup of these teams, can they go on the road in game one and match all the energy that's going to be generated by the home team and their crowd?
Well, you know, there is a game I've been kind of circling. I knew, of course, we were going to be playing Circa Survivor a while ago. And one game I have had circled all summer long was the Los Angeles Chargers. They were 3.5-point favorites. It's come down now to 3. And there's questions about Justin Herbert and his foot. And, you know, the Raider defense is expected to be a good unit. But home field advantage, the visiting team probably, James, has the home field advantage, and the Raiders going to L.A.
Absolutely. There's more Raiders fans than there are Rams fans in Los Angeles. Forget about the stepchild from San Diego that had to move up the coast to go to Los Angeles. Yeah, no fans there. So it is. It's a home away from home. But like the Raiders have more home fans on the road in certain places, like it comes to the Chargers and the Rams, than they do when they're playing at home in Las Vegas.
All right, very good. We wrap up the show, give out all our selections for the Westgate Super Contest, Circa Sports Million, and Circa Survivor when we return.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. It is time to release the picks. And we start with our Dom DeMarco's Pizza Prop Money Play of the Week. Dom DeMarco's, of course, in beautiful downtown Summerlin. Go check it out. Our Pizza Prop Money, by the way, the plays went 2 out of 3 for week one. Hit a couple of them in that Chiefs-Ravens game on Thursday night. This week, we're going to Atlanta, and we're going Kirk Cousins passing yards under 243.5. Our Dom DeMarco's Pizza Money Prop Play of the week. We turn the page to the Westgate Super Contest. Our five selections in the Super Contest: the Titans +4 points, the Jets +4.5, the Jaguars +3.5, the Buccaneers -3, and the Cardinals +6.5. Circa Sports Million: the Titans +3.5, the Steelers +3.5, the Jets +4.5, the Jaguars +3.5, and the Cardinals +6.5. And then finally, Circa Survivor. Three picks. We have three entries. We're going with the Cincinnati Bengals over the Patriots, the Seahawks to beat Denver, and the Buccaneers to beat the Washington Commanders. James, I tell you, it's nerve-wracking putting your final card together, but now also putting a show together. We added a whole new twist to what is involved in getting involved in a contest this year.
Yeah, and I appreciated the process. So not only for us being on the show, but having discussions prior to it. We're having discussions throughout the week, and I'm sure for the entries that are in any of these contests that do it as a collective, they're having those same types of discussions. So it's an evolving process for us, since at least for myself, I've never been a part of a team doing these contests in the past. And we were talking before the segment started, Brady, you're talking about, well, looks like there's our 5-0 plays coming up. And it's kind of interesting that I don't put those expectations on. I've never put those expectations thinking I'm going to go 5-0. It's really difficult to beat the number that way. I look at it as we want to try to hit. If you want to cash and score big and win these contests, as far as the pick'ems are concerned, we're looking at 70%. So it's 3-2 one week, 4-1 the next week. So alternating vice versa that way. That's really what we're looking at. And when in the super contest, fellas, in the years 2016, 2015, 2016, and 2018, when I cashed significantly in those 3 years, I went 5-0 just once. The 1 year in between those 3 years in 2017, I went 5-0 twice and did not cash. So it's not necessary to have to sweep the board each and every time. That's what we're hoping for. But I think being realistic, Bridge, we're looking at trying to get to 70%, 3-2 one week, 4-1 the next.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, we'll find out what happens after this week, and we can narrow our goals, and like maybe if we do start 5-0, well, okay, the quarterlies are right in front of us, right? But one of the things I want to keep in mind as we navigate through the season is after week one, we are going to find out so much more information, and just like everybody else. But I think what perhaps can separate us from everybody else is the fact that we know what to do with that information once we get through week one.
Well, it sure is going to be fun. There is no doubt about that. I've played on a team before. Mike, you've played in a team format before. I've never played Circus Survivor before. James, you've never played on a team before. And of course, the three of us have never done a show about football contests before. So this is new territory across the board. And I'm really liking what we've got so far. And I tell you what, guys, we got off to a great start with our Dom DeMarco's Pizza Money Prop Play of the Week. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson going over his rushing total and Zay Flowers going over his reception total. I really like this week's pick. Kirk Cousins under his passing yards, James.
Well, he hasn't taken a snap since midway through the season last year in Minnesota. So not having any familiarity with his new team on the field in live game action because he did not take a snap during the preseason. But what's interesting when we talk about these games and kind of the little switch that we had, we didn't have the same five for both the Circa Millions and the Super Contest at Westgate because the numbers were a little different. So that adds a little more nuance to it where we have the Steelers in one at +3.5, but we switched that out because they were +3 in the other contest. And we end up taking the Bucks -3 as opposed to the other contest where they were +3.5 in Circa Millions. So I think those every half point matters. And we know that. Yeah. And good teams win, but great teams cover. And that's what we're looking for. We're trying to find the edge. And right now, I think our edge is going, for the most part, we're looking at a dog sweep across the board. Don't have to win those games, fellas. Just got to cover.
Yeah. I wonder how many of the crowds going to pick all favorites this week.
Oh, yeah, in the Millions and Westgate.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got all dogs and one favorite, right? Well, we're going to ride with it, gentlemen. And like we say, we always reserve the right to change, but we're going to do our darndest to keep exactly what we have here that we have given out to you today on the show. Thank you to everybody behind the scenes. Thank you, James and Mike. It's been great kicking off this season. Best of luck to all of us this week and best of luck to all of you playing contests out there in Las Vegas. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
Don't you just love football? God, what a fun sport.
Subscribe today on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts to receive weekly alerts as soon as the show's available. Good luck with your contest selections.
Pay that man his money.
And we'll talk to you next week. Next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.